Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground, so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And of course, it's important to keep an open mind, to be in touch with your higher power and with the angels, and open and receptive to receive what messages may come your way. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Christine Alexandria, who's a highly sought-after angel intuitive, an award-winning inspirational author, and founder of Angel Chatter. And you might want to get your pens handy because I'm going to give out her website in case you haven't gotten that after I finish reading her bio. She is the creator of the popular Angel Chatter Oracle card deck. To support empowering angels' messages beyond the deck, Christine developed angelic medallions and aromatherapy line including candles, sacred misters, roll-ons, as well as a workbook for those wishing to take the angelic knowledge deeper. Christine also has a line of jewelry made in the USA, all born with the intention to inspire and empower the wearer. Incorporated in the line are genuine... I can never say it, Chris. What kind of crystals?
Swarovski.
Okay, she said it. Or Roski, just like it sounds, or just like it's spelled. Okay, maybe I'll get that the next. At any rate, Christine is the author of Have You Ever Wondered About Angels, which was the recipient of the 2013 Mom's Choice Award for Bedtime Stories. She also has a book called Ask Formations, which was published by Earth Dancer, a Findhorn Press imprint. And it's an inspirational gift book that makes affirmations more effective by using powerful questions. Christine is sought after for inspirational speaking, intuitive angelic readings, healing and coaching services. She is certified in a variety of healing modalities, including Reiki, crystal therapy, soul coaching with Denise Lynn and Archangel Enlightenment Therapy, and many more. For her website, please visit angelchatter.com, spelled just like it sounds. And so let me welcome Christine. How are you tonight?
I'm very well, David. Thank you. And how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for asking. It's been a good summer for me.
Good. Good, yeah. Same here. I spent a lot of time down at the beach. So I did take time off daily and went to cavort and go do my daily chakra cleanse, as I tell my husband, which means basically go dunking myself in the water. But it's a good thing. It's a real good thing. And, you know, we have no shows over the summer. So I was able to do a lot of creating. So I came out with 4 new products, finished up my book, which is coming out next month. So even though it was, quote, my time off, it ended up being quite productive. But, you know, it was
I want to talk
fun.
About your – great. I would love to talk about your book and promote it. I've read Christine's Ask Formations, which is wonderful. And I'm sure in the course of doing readings with you folks, she probably will incorporate those for you. But, Christine, what is the name of your new book, and where can people find it next month?
The name of it is called Angel Chatter, The Definitive Guide. So it's pretty straightforward as far as the branding concept goes. And I actually haven't gotten any news of where it's going to be launched. It will be on Amazon. It will be on my website. I haven't gotten the firm date of its release yet from Skyhorse Publishing, but I hope to do, you know, schedule willing, that I'll do a Facebook, you know, yay party, because this book, David, took me over 10 years to write now. I just want to make it clear.
Wow.
I did not work on it every day for 10 years. There were many times I thought I was writing like Shakespeare, and then I would go back and look at it and go, oh, this is pure dribble. And then we moved,
no,
and then we did all sorts of things. But it finally came together in 2016, and I was very blessed to actually get a book agent, and he then on went to got me a contract with Skyhorse Publishing, and they've been amazing to work with. And that book is the base of the authorization course, which is officially launched this year. So it's been actually a really exciting year since 2017. I know there's been a lot of crap going on, and we can't deny that, but it's for me personally, I've been very, very blessed, and there's been a lot of growth, and I love witnessing how my growth affects my clients and customers whenever they either have a reading or get one of the products, and then they report back to me how much they like it or how powerful it feels, and all of those yummy things like, okay, good, because it's really not about me. I'm just the conduit to help you or whoever do what they want to do their way. So I feel very, very happy that that is certainly coming to fruition. So the book, stay tuned. Follow me on Facebook under Christine Alexandria, or certainly join my closed group called Angel Chatter. It's closed, which means you must ask to join. If you like it, you hit a very boring business page. I am not very active on it. Let's tell you right now. So come and join us in Chatter. We keep it closed because we keep it sacred. So only members of the group can see what you post. And I tell folks it's really better than Vegas. It's whatever is said and shared in Chatter stays in Chatter. And it's an amazing, amazing group that just keeps growing and growing. And I'm just so pleased with it. So it's
perfect.
It's been good. It's been fun. Yeah.
Well,
so thank
let's
you for
talk a little
me,
bit about.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's that? No, I just
so
wanted
thank you
to
for letting
tell
me share.
People a little bit about the book and also about your authorization course, and just to let everybody on the line know, we'll be able to get to everybody that's in the queue right now. So have no worries. Just hang in there. We're going to chat a little bit first.
All right, so the book, thank you for letting me talk even more about it. You're so yummy. The book came about because, I have my Oracle deck, and that was the first product that I did. And it took me quite a few years, but I can now say I actually did indeed channel the deck and the guidebook in 2 weeks. And then about a year later, each angel came forward individually and showed me a sigil. And I had no idea what a sigil was, but a sigil is an empowering symbol. So think of a stop sign. It says, please stop. It's a suggestion. A sigil is indeed a symbol, but it has power, and it helps strengthen your connection to that particular energy. And I didn't make this up. You know, I'm witnessing people at the various expos we do, all around pretty much the East Coast. And they're sharing, oh, yeah, you have Michael's card right now. And I'm going, how do you know this? Oh, I felt the energy from the symbol. That's a sigil. I'm like, wow, that was really amazing. And then people kept asking me, can you give me more information about them? Can you help me? I want to study under you, which was a really huge, certainly a pat on my back, but very honestly overwhelming at one point. I was like, who am I to be offering up how to teach you? But people kept asking and asking and asking, and I finally said, okay. So I started working on the book. So all the angels that are in the deck, Michael, Big Mike, Archangel Raphael, Haniel, Uriel, Gabriel, and so on. There are 14, 15 when you include a guardian angel. And then there's another section about the various signs angels always give us, you know, the feathers and the numbers and even songs. So I address that as well in the book. And I forget the word count, but it was pretty high for me. I think it was close to 35,000, 50,000 words. It was pretty intense for me. And it really kind of solidified. And then process of it all, I came across an amazing graphic artist who is also very, very intuitive. And she took the sigils and then incorporated the sigils into teen mandalas that are amazing. So one of the homework assignments in the authorization course is the students are asked to color the mandala. And it's a beautiful thing to see how different each one is, but they all report back, on the power they're feeling coming in with this. So the course is going to launch in February next year. I'll be doing a soft opening, basically just making the page live very, very soon. And we're going to offer distinct payment plans this year. And it's an 8-month course. It's all done online. You work at your own pace because, you know, 8 months is a long time. But this isn't a course where you're going to go in for a weekend and, you know, hang out with a bunch of people, and then at the end of the weekend, you're certified to do angel card reading. It just kind of rubs me the wrong way. Because anything we do takes time to study, and it's all about, let's just say, David, you took the course, so it's all about me feeling comfortable that you feel comfortable when you go off and do readings for people. So that's the end result. So when the students finish the entire course, they get a certificate of completion. And if they want to take it to the authorized level, they're then asked to do 25 individual angel readings. There's a form they have to fill out. The 26th reading for now is with me, because I want to be able to, you know, have a true one-on-one with you. And make sure, have any last-minute questions? You know, have you held something back during the course? Is something bugging you? Or how are you feeling on all this? And making sure you're ready to soar. And then after you, with your authorization certificate, you also get a list of business supplies, like where I get my banner for expos, how to set up your booth at expos, you know, all these different sources that nobody told me. I was left to my own devices and doing this hunt and peck searching. So your success is extremely important to me if you choose to become authorized in this. And because it's 8 months, I let you work at your own pace. Life happens. You may get sick. You may go on a fantastic 3-week vacation. I mean, I have one student right now who, I forget where she lives in the States, but right now she's over in Greece for several months doing work over there. So she may or may not be able to get her homework to me, depending on, you know, her schedule. That happens. So we start at a specific date because that date's been chosen to be auspicious for everybody, for learning, for prosperity, you know, all of those, you know, community. So I pick specific dates to launch. And then after that, it's pretty much up to you on how quickly you can go through it. You know, each lesson is geared to be 2 weeks, gives you plenty of time to read it, plenty of time to do your meditation exercise. And I'm in the process. I'm a big girl now, David. I'm going to a recording studio, and I'm recording the guided meditations. Yeah, and I have an amazing guy who channeled some piano music. So that's the background music for all the meditations. And the students get the deck. They get the Ask Formation book. They get the Ask Formation deck. And they get the crystal and angel a chart as well as individual crystals. This all is part of their student materials. And this is all on the website, or will be if it's not out there now. So it's really, it's a very, very exciting exciting time, and I'm already getting some feedback from this year's students. They already want to write testimonials to tell other people how much they're loving it. Yeah, because it's not just about being comfortable doing readings as they're learning. It's a huge personal growth for each and every person that's in the course. It's really amazing to be able to witness each one owning their power. You know, and sometimes they question, they're not sure, like, am I making this crap up or what is, but then to see each one come into their power more and more, I mean, that's the sweet spot. That's the icing on the cake when I see them doing that and I hear them, you know, sharing either within the Facebook group, because it's a separate group. This one's secret, so you can't even find it. And, you know, when we do the regular Facebook Lives, you know, they'll ask a bunch of questions, and it's lovely. It really, really is amazing. And I'm so happy that it's better than I thought it would be based on their feedback. So I'm very, very pleased and blessed with all of that.
It sounds it. Well, that's wonderful, Chris. I'm so happy to hear that.
Thank you.
And we have more callers yet, so I think we better go to the phone lines. People,
yes,
just bear in mind, these are many, many readings. Christine's readings usually go for an hour and a half to 2 hours. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you really want to get an angel reading, go to angelchatter.com and set up a date with her. That's the way to do it. But for now, she is willing to take calls. And our first caller is Kathy. So I'm going to bring Kathy on the line.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, I'm from Maryland. I see you're from Virginia.
I am. Where are you in Maryland?
Near Annapolis.
Oh, you're like a hop, skip, and a jump away. I love
Annapolis.
Yeah.
So my question is, I recently went to Sedona, and I was wondering if I had any any epiphanies. I wanted to ask my angels.
Of course you did, and you know you did. You don't need me to tell you that. But there is one that is you. It's actually a big one for you, Kathy. And it's the door opened. They're laughing now. They're saying the door creaked open, but it scares you a little bit because it's quite powerful. Did you go to Bell Rock?
Yes.
Okay, that's where I'm getting it happened. So thank you for that confirmation. There, something happened, and please. So there's two rules when folks have readings with me. If I'm off base, call me on it. And if it doesn't make sense, ask me to clarify. But they're saying something happened at or very close to Bell Rock in an energetic sense that you're still stewing on. And this stewing is what it's all about for you. It's going to help put some puzzle pieces together. I will recommend actually a couple of books. They have me looking at my bookshelf like I can zero in on one at the moment. But I keep hearing Disappearance of the Universe would be a lovely book for you to look into right now. It's been out for years. It's by a man called Gary Renard. And do not read it quickly, because I've had friends that read it in the course of a weekend and then went into this, you know, spiritual crisis because they read it and they tried to absorb too much too fast. So it's one of those that you read and it's meant to be savored. Also look into, they must be in a book mode with you tonight. Do you like to read, I hope?
I do.
Good. Look into the author Kathleen McGowan, McGowan. She has a series of books out. And actually, I'm very, very blessed. She did one of the reviews for my forthcoming book. She's a New York Times bestselling author. And she has a trio out. It starts with The Expected One. It goes back to the Mary Magdalene and Yeshua time. And then her other one that I go, and I've read the series, I think at least 3 times now. And then there's another one that takes the Lord's Prayer. It's not just for Christians, because, you know, it comes from this, but it really breaks it down via six petals, and that may be enough to intrigue you to go and do some research on them for her. But I was shuffling cards. I'm not sure if you heard, and two cards fell out for you. You got Archangel Jophiel. So what happened at, and the message is strength. What happened around the Bell Rock area is going to make you much, much stronger. That's something mm-hmm. you've been hiding from is your own power for many mm-hmm. years. And I'm going to say, shame on you.
But it's indeed time.
It is very much indeed time to begin. And see, your bird confirms. it's time for you to begin to understand your power. We'll never fully understand it because as a human, no matter from whence you hail, you're human now. So there's always things to learn about yourself. So a lovely affirmation that possibly many will hear tonight, because I recommend it to everybody. It's the big game changer is, why is it safe for me to be me? And the beauty... You do.
I have that book.
Well, thank you. So begin using that affirmation and try to say it daily. It's going to change. It changes everything. It changes mm-hmm. everything. The Jophiel card was strength, as I said. So there's going to be a lot of beautiful, joyful strength coming in for you. Just own it with joy. Being mm-hmm. powerful does not mean, can I say bitchy on the air? Oh, I just did. So it doesn't mean you're going to be nasty. It just means you're being you. And I love the next card that confirms it. It's Ariel with congratulations.
Aww.
I know. It is an aw thing.
Aww.
So you're ready to rock and roll, Kathy.
Yeah, thank you. That's great.
You're my great pleasure. And if you're not a member of the Facebook group, please come find us. And I'm so glad you already have.
I just sent a request to join.
Oh, well, thank you. So once I'm off air tonight, I'm off air because we're headed to Harrisburg tomorrow for the Spirit of Oneness show. So if you have nothing better to do this weekend, come to Harrisburg.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a drive, but not too terribly far. You know, it's
right,
a doable.
Right.
If
well,
I can
thank
do
you so much. It was nice talking to you.
It's lovely chatting with you, Kathy. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Kathy.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay, Kimberly is next. And Kimberly, you're live.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm much better. I'm better.
Good.
My question is in reference to career, my job right now. I'm in a situation where I had to file a grievance against an assistant principal, and I'm not the only teacher who has issues with her. Mm-hmm. And I've been looking for other jobs as well. So I just want some information about that situation.
I see a new job for you. Are you working in a public school at the moment?
I am.
Okay, I see you going more. I keep hearing charter. So charter, I'll also let it branch out to more of a private school. So start looking in that arena. Where do you live, Kimberly?
I live in Georgia.
Okay. I'm not sure how big they are down there, but I know Montessori nationwide, but also look into Waldorf schools. That may be more better suited for you, but I'm not sure. You know, they're not as what's the word I'm looking for? There are not as many of them around the country, but they do exist. It's akin a little bit to the Montessori, but it goes preschool all the way through high school. So it doesn't matter what grade you teach, they have something there for you. I would chat with, I'm asking who wants to come forward, Zadkiel. Zadkiel oversees the crown chakra, and he works with what's called the energy of the violet flame. So start, if you have any amethyst at home.
I do.
Okay, good. If you have one that you can hold in your hand and certainly bring with you to school, when you meditate, pray, whatever word floats your boat, see the situation being resolved.
Okay.
Equally. Okay. You know,
okay.
Easily. So it's, you know, we all want it, you know, our way, but we only know so much. That's the game. We only know
right.
so much. Right. So you want it to be resolved fairly. That's a better word.
Okay.
So then hold
okay.
and hold the amethyst as your, oh, I love that. So I'm shuffling your cards, and one, again, they must be into flying out tonight. You got Archangel Michael with the message of angelic power. So
uh-huh.
Big Mike, as I call him, is the protector. So if you have to go and give any depositions or speak before the school board or speak
mm-hmm.
to the principal about this, call on Michael first before you
okay.
enter. And don't be surprised when you start working with Big Mike more intimately, you start getting that, I'm not sure how old you are, but if you start getting what I call, it's kind of akin to a hot flash. You start getting hot, and it's him.
Okay.
That's his big sign. And don't be surprised if your posture greatly improves, no matter how good your posture is now, because that's
mm-hmm.
just him saying, honey, I got your back. And
okay.
he oversees the solar plexus, which is our place of power, but he also oversees the throat. So he will help you to speak with greater power, which is just your truth.
Okay.
So don't allow yourself to get sucked into the drama, because that's a very human thing and a very natural thing. Stay
okay.
in the center. Stay in your truth.
Okay.
And no matter which okay. way the wind blows, you know you have done what needs to be done, but I do see a new job coming up for you. So start looking.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
My great pleasure.
Good night, Kimberly. God bless.
Thank you. Good night. God bless you, too.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Trish, and Trish, you're live.
Thank you. My question is, I am waiting for a decision from City Hall. It's kind of like City Hall bureaucracy. And I was wondering what you were picking up on when that would happen and kind of the outcome.
Hi, Trish. What is this for? This has been going on for a while, it feels, for zoning. They're hoping you're going to go away. That's what they're hoping. They're hoping you're going to go away, which, of course, you're not. And kudos to you for that. When did this start?
It actually started in January.
Okay, yes. I've been hearing I was hearing several months. I was trying to discern whether it's going to be several more months or several months since it started. So it's been going on for a long time as it is. I'm seeing a paper floating around. Do you have all of your paperwork in order? I mean, are all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted? You have everything you need to have. That's the first question that they want to put towards you.
Yeah, I do. And it's been reviewed multiple times. It's just a matter of interpretation.
All right, so go back. This is the paper. Go back and look at the interpretation and go back in your memory bank and revisit those conversations and what words are they using. So I'll make it about me for a moment. So when I work with clients, I listen to their words, I listen to the tone of their voice, and I use words back that they're comfortable with. And then once they're comfortable with me, I can start really jumping in and being more not worried so much that they're going to get blindsided. So go back and revisit those conversations you've had with various people and start using, see if you can change words around and use their jargon a bit more. Haniel's coming forward, and I call him the manifestor. He helps you to create your heaven on earth reality. So the fact that he's coming forward tells me it's happening. Not yet, but I do see something. I mean, tonight's the harvest moon. I love it. Tonight's the harvest moon. So really think about what you're harvesting. So look at using ASCformations. Are you familiar with those at all?
I am.
Okay. So use an ASCformation you can't say make someone else's I'm out of words tonight. You can't make someone bend their will to you. It has to be all about you. So you can use an ASCformation such as, why is it so easy to get my zoning permit resolved? Why is it so easy for my zoning permit to be granted? So it's all about you and your zoning permit. You're not mentioning the other powers that be by name or by department. It's all about you. So start using that one. And again, a card flew out. And again, it's Big Mike in the house tonight, and it's stand in your power. So think about what I said. They're hoping you'll go away. Stand in your power. Do it comfortably. No finger pointing. Think exactly what I said to Kimberly. Stand in that truth, but use their words that they're more comfortable with.
Okay.
You're going to get, I see you getting it. And it's not much further. That's funny. They just showed me a tunnel, and I do see the light at the end of the tunnel. Excuse the pun, but that was the best they could give me at the moment.
No, that makes sense.
Okay, good. Good, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you so much.
My great pleasure.
Bye-bye. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Trish. Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Alan, and Alan, you are live.
Hello, David. Hi, Christine. This is Ellen.
Hello. Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Terrific. And thank you for doing the reading.
Oh, you're so welcome.
My question, I'm trying to wonder how to phrase it. I'm taking a trip in 2 weeks, and the point is to check out the city I'm thinking of living in, moving to.
Okay. Okay.
What do the angels say about the trip, about the possible move, whatever?
Where are you going? Where are you looking at, Ellen?
Denver.
Denver. Ooh, it feels very yummy. I feel the trip feels very good. It's going to be a lot of fun for you as long as you allow yourself to stay in that moment of now and really be and really experience. There are going to be a couple of little hiccups, but it's all on the interpretation. So actually kind of using that word that Trish just threw out, and how you act and react can make it a thing or something funny to laugh about later on. Aurora just came to mind.
Okay.
So look in that area. I'm not sure where that is really in conjunction with Denver itself.
Okay.
Something with little just popped into. I have no idea what that is. So you can look that up and see if that makes any sense.
It is a little bit.
Okay, well, there you go. So look in Aurora, look in Littleton. Those two places feel like the stronger hits that will be more to your lifestyle as far as the housing, the cost, et cetera. I see a moving van, but I see you downsizing. Is that what your intention is?
Yes, I don't plan to take much with me.
Yeah, thank you for that confirmation. I'm seeing a lot of stuff. So the downsizing, and it's like you're redefining how you want to live, and bravo to you for following what it is that you want to be doing and where you want to be living. I see you having a lot of fun in Denver. And as I'm saying that, I keep getting the angel chills, and it's very hot and muggy here tonight. So it's not the weather where I am.
Could I ask one follow-up question? You said you got a hit regarding Aurora and Littleton regarding housing. What about work?
I still have
to find a job. I work in the nonprofit arena. I do development, but I have other skills too.
The first word I heard was contractor and cobble, which kind of tells me you're going to be cobbling things together for a little bit until, because this whole Denver thing is a redefinition of how you want to live. So you're used to doing certain things now, and that's how you identify what you do. But Denver is that brand new Ellen coming out. The real Ellen's coming out to play. So I see, it's not a hit or miss, but I do see a multitude of different things that you're working on to bring income in about a year to maybe a year and a half until you really, really hit your stride and then something rock solid, settles in. I don't see finances as an issue, but I just see you doing multiple things to make sure you have more than enough, basically doing your due diligence. But it gives you a chance. So this is where the fun comes in. Have the fun there. Don't trade locations and do the same exact thing. It's time to change things up. And I love it. The card that popped out for you is Uriel with the message of spirituality. So this is a bit of your awakening to come back to what really matters to you.
Wow. Well, thank you, Christine. I'm going to have to be like the fool jumping off the cliff because going someplace without the job lined up scares me. Yeah.
I totally get it. When we moved to the beach, it sounds all romantic and fun, and part of it was, but and as much as I love the beach, I'm a beach bum at heart. I went kicking and screaming, and God love my husband. He made several trips down there, and when I finally showed up with the menagerie of the cats and the dog, he had a big bouquet of flowers for me and the card with the message that I leave you with, leap, and the net will appear.
Thank you. Appreciate the reading, Christine. And thank you, David.
You're welcome, Ellen. Have a wonderful trip. When are you going?
2 weeks from today.
Perfect. All right. Well, let me know how it goes.
Will do. Thanks.
Okay. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, we have Karen next, and Karen,
Hi.
You are live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Karen.
Hello. My question is today, I'm at a temp assignment, and I like it, but I believe it's going to be coming to the end soon because I'm getting slow on work, and I'm kind of wondering if you see something else. I am looking for a full-time position, but I haven't seen anything. I'm wondering what you see.
I do see, all right, so I'm trying to get clarity on from them, so bear with me for a second. As you already are aware, I see things slowing, but you get along well with your current bosses, true?
Yes, they like me a lot.
Yeah, so have you let it be known you want to work there full time?
Yes, I told the agency that I really like it there.
Yeah, so I would also go, I would march your cute little body into HR and let them know. I do see a lull, hours being cut back, but then something really lovely opening up for you. End of this month, sometime November. So, I'm sorry, it's a big window, and I don't like doing time frames, if that's my thing. So they forced me into it. But it's that window, that six-week window. They're saying way before Christmas, things will be finalized for you. So don't step into that. So your affirmation will be, why is it so easy for me to have my dream job and let them line things up for you?
Okay.
You can also use the affirmation of, why am I worthy of all I desire? Because so often we really, really want something. And this will go too for you too, Ellen, if you're still listening. We really desire something, but there's a part of us that doesn't believe that we're worthy to have it or live that way. So we'll inadvertently sabotage ourselves. So we can go, see, I told you it wouldn't work. And so we feel justified because we're so afraid of failure or you know, not getting what we want. So why is it so easy for me to have my dream job? Why am I worthy of all I desire? And let's pick a card for you. Nothing wants to fly out. Ah, I like that. Joe Fiel comes in with the message of break out of your shell. So
okay.
this is you letting everybody know, I love you all. I want to work here full time. And
okay.
Don't let the temp agency be your voice. Because I've got a feeling they're not going to tell them.
Okay. Yeah, I think because there's other people asking around, too, for jobs, too, and they don't want to bombard them.
Right. So I would go and talk to the people that you are working with at this company and say, I really want to work here full time. What else do you have? You know, I'll take other temp jobs until something permanent opens up. Make yourself
okay.
flexible. But I do see something opening up there for you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I'll call back and let
You're
you guys
very,
know.
Thank
you. Thank
you. Good luck. Have
Bye-bye.
Fun.
Yes. Erin, God bless, honey.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we have one other caller at present. That's not to say we won't get more. I'm just having a little challenge here with the switchboard. Okay, I'm going to area code 323. What is your name, please? Area code 323, you're live on the
Hi.
Air. Is your phone?
Hi, thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Thank you for taking me. Yvette.
Yeah, sure.
Wow. So, hi. I would love to ask
hi,
about...
Hi, Yvette.
You know, I would love to ask about work as well. I got a part-time gig. I know it's not the... It's the area. I like the area. It's kind of a coincidence that I'm in that area. But I know there's more for me, and I need... the universe helped me get that because they want me in that area for a special reason. Now, maybe
sure.
you can tell me what that special reason is. And I need to make more money. I need to be moving, like, expansively. And I'm doing a lot of different energy works and all kind of cool stuff like that. So I know I'm supposed to be doing something bigger than this.
What do you currently do and what do you really want to be doing?
Okay, so right now I'm in sales. I do a lot of different things, but the part-time gig is in sales, retail sales.
Yeah.
The area is called me 3 years in a row, and this time it happened. So I'm looking at... There's an energetic component to the area of why I'm there. But also I'm exploring all of my healing gifts and I'm committing to exploring them. And I'm doing things to facilitate and experiment and practice. And I'm excited about what the divine has for me in that way. And I think.
Yeah, that's where I'm seeing your life really opening up of that. What kind of healing do you do?
It's my own personal thing that I just start exploring, and it just kind of channels through me.
That's perfect. I love it. So first of all, they want to give you a new tool. When
okay.
you do any kind of healing, always, and this is for everybody still listening, whenever you do any spiritual work, because this is the first straight-on spiritual call we've had tonight, please always call on Big Mike first.
Okay,
because let's face it, the energy is wonky out there, and the more powerful you desire to become, those lower energies, as I call them, light keeping us all basically fat, dumb, and stupid. So by calling on Michael first, you are going to know you're protected. Your clients don't have to know what's going on, but they just know it feels really good to be with you.
Okay.
They feel safe, and they are safe because Big Mike's there.
Okay.
Right. And make sure you are cutting your cords afterwards. I'm getting a little sense of you being ungrounded, which is one of the reasons your healing gifts aren't going off as well as they could be, because it's a bit hard for at present for you to really articulate what it is you do and the results your clients are getting. So if you can't tell me, I'm not going to sign up. So really, really sit with that. I'm sorry, I forget what goddess I mentioned it to first, but use that affirmation of why is it safe for me to be me? This will help change everything. Why am I so supported? Which means others are going to refer you, support you, help you out in a variety of ways. I mean, my husband by trade is a CFO and a COO. I now call him the CAOO. He's the Chief Angel Operating Officer. He runs my business behind the scenes. He will often say I did a bait and switch because I was so not doing this when we got together over 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But God love the man. He's out there packing the car up, or I think he's back in the house. He has packed the car up so we can go to Harrisburg tomorrow. This is how he supports me. Why am I worthy of all I desire? And then your last one tonight is, why is it so easy for me to make gobs of money doing what I love?
I love that.
Yeah.
Can I ask you why I'm at that location?
Where? What is location? Tell me what location this is.
It's in California. It's Studio City. This is third year in a row.
I was just out there. I was just out in Cali this last week.
Okay.
And love it. Love it.
Yeah.
I think I'm a SoCal girl at heart. Studio City, Cali. I see your energy work accelerating because I see you working more actively with lower energies to help get rid of them. So the folks in studios, and this is not a political campaign, this is what they're telling me. So the folks in Studio City, Hollywood, et cetera, they come back to their truth. So this sensationalism can be done in a variety of ways. When you, and this is them, not me, please do not shoot the messenger. When you get your act together, Missy, I do see you working with some higher profile celebrities.
Okay.
Be prepared. You better have a letter of confidentiality that, non-disclosure, you have it ready.
I've always had that. Yeah, I've never done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all of this needs to be lined up. You have, there's some psychic that was out, and she's not dead. Her name's Laura something or other. And you don't hear a lot about her, but I believe she was doing a lot. She had a lot of celebrity clients.
Laura Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see you on the same caliber as her, very quietly doing your thing.
Okay. Fantastic.
So keep me in mind. I love referrals. No. this is where I see you going. But the logistics of you doing a regular job for now is what you need to do because, again, please don't shoot the messenger. They're saying your ducks aren't all in a row yet.
That's right. You're right.
Thank you for the confirmation. 2017 is the year of transparency. So it's time for you. Oh, I didn't waste any time. It's time for you to come clean with who you are and what you do. Keep
Pretty
in touch.
True.
I want to see your website up and going. There's no need, no reason for you
Me
to be
too.
Hiding anymore.
Thank
because
you for that.
Next year, 2018, is the year of love. Now, that can be
Yay!
All about gooey,
Woo!
Exactly, gooey romance, but also doing what you love. And I had to shuffle once for you, and a card flew out. Big Mike, again, with the message of clear your space.
Okay.
And I'm going to add to that, clear the decks and get ready.
I love it. Thank you. What a gift.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, David. You're amazing. Love you.
Oh, thank you, hon. You take care.
Thank you so much. Thank you for everything, guys.
All right. Good night. Okay, we do have another caller from area code 678. And there you are. What's your name, please?
Hi, David. My name is Regina.
Hi, Regina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
I'm
Say
good,
hello
Regina.
To Christine.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Christine. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yes, I have a question. I took a job last week. I started it last week, and I was coming from another job. And both are temp, but I left one job thinking, okay, I think I made the right move. but I had to wait 2 weeks and then start the job because where I'm located, I had to wait out for the hurricane. But okay. I'm feeling like I don't think I made a right move because I definitely reduced the hours and the pay is not great. But I'm just want to see where is spirit lead me to next as finding another job.
Yeah, I'm again. Please don't shoot the messenger. I feel you settled on this one. It was a job that was offered. You're like, okay, fine, I'll take it. Do you deserve better? What do you do, Regina?
Right now, I work in the medical records in a hospital.
Okay.
I took it because it was closer to home and, you know, my children, whatever. I can get to them when I need to, the school. But, yeah, I just feeling in my, you know, being that
it just
wasn't
the
right
time right now. This is not a soul fulfilling job for you by any means. Where are you located, Regina?
I'm in Atlanta area, in Georgia.
You're in Atlanta. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do see something in the medical field for you. I was just kind of like looking around. But more in a private practice.
Oh, okay.
You know, behind the scenes initially, getting your feet wet, look into... So medical field in my world also covers chiropractic offices, spas, you know, really good spas, as well as your traditional doctors, as you know, acupuncture, basically all in the medical industry. Really, you need to buff up your resume and allow yourself to shine. You hide a bit too much, young lady. And it's time for you to really start tooting your horn because if you don't, no one's going to do it for you. And also use that ask formation that I've tossed out there a few times tonight. Why is it so easy for me to have my dream job? Having it is what you want. You don't want to know about it because then it just goes right out the window. Having your dream job allows you not to have to list all your credentials. They know what you want. You want it close to home. You want great pay. You want great hours, benefits, peers that you adore, superiors that support your growth, that encourage you. They see the potential. And so I see the job starting off. It may feel somewhat menial, but this is not going to be their game plan initially, but I do see you rising within a few years because your integrity is there and, you know, you're a good employee that you could be doing, you know, being the office manager. But you have to put some time in so they understand this. And you'll do it quite well. And I see the place I see you changing jobs a couple of times, not because you're disgruntled, but because each one's a better growth opportunity for you. Because as you get more comfortable with your power, you're going to look for a better paying and a better suited job. Your dream job yet again. So continue to do that because I just saw a really nice car being attached to you, which means you're going to have more than enough money to pay for it.
Yes,
I know, right?
Wow.
We all like the nice cars.
And
this is really interesting because the card that came out for you is Jophia, which is Michael's counterpart. She also oversees the solar plexus, but I call Jophia the joy-filled angel because she reminds you you are your most powerful when you are in your joy. Don't get disgruntled. Don't get frustrated. It's very easy to do when things aren't going according to plan, but step back into that joy. This is the first product, well, besides the affirmation, but I'm going to specifically mention to you the Jophiel candle off my website. That citrus scent that is in her candle is lovely. And what's really cool about my candles, they're kosher soy wax, pure essential oils. They're all crystal infused as well as angelically infused. But because they're kosher soy wax, you have mm-hmm. a lotion when it's melting.
Right.
So
okay.
you can dip your hands in that melted wax and put some lotion on your hands. And before it's completely absorbed, just hold it up to your face. And just breathe in the scent and let that joy really enter your body. It's going to hit areas that have been kind of hidden for a while because it's time to get your joy back and really embrace it. And through that, you're going to have some great power. So I have other Jophiel products, but the candle is the one that really jumps up at me that would be lovely
okay.
for you to have.
Definitely going to have to check that out. Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for calling,
Richard. I love your name. That's my mom's name.
Oh, cool.
Yes, and
thank
she
you,
is rather
David.
Cool.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. Take good
you
care.
You take care. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's the end of the callers. I have a question for you.
Sure.
Okay, so anyhow, I'm very interested in Skyhorse Publishing. That's great. And since we last talked, I did get an agent who's very enthusiastic about my series and has started submissions of the first books. I'm just wondering what you see as far as the success of her selling a book to a publisher or obtaining a contract for me.
What are your books about, David?
They're spiritual books. They're satires with a spiritual message. They're about a naughty nun who likes her bourbon and her Marlboros, and she teaches classes in advanced holiness in the fictional town of Bucksnort, Wisconsin. And all of the characters are deliciously dysfunctional. They're all designed to show the different foibles that we possess and how we can rise above our own dysfunction to be more than we hope, to be all that we hope we can be.
Right. I do see it getting picked up. It's not going to be a Hay House or a HarperCollins, a really big, big name. But
yeah.
I do see it getting picked up. You may have one or two publishing houses that both want it, which will be quite lovely for you. Kudos to you on that.
Yes.
Is she actively showing it now?
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. She's done a first round of 20 submissions.
Okay. Funny, I'm looking at the map and my brain keeps going coast to coast. So tell her to look in California and certainly look on the East. Naturally, I go to New York City because that's where a lot of publishers are, but they're not all
right.
in New York City. There's actually Massachusetts just popped up. I have no idea who's up in Mass. So let's pull a card for you. I do see it getting picked up. Be a lovely Christmas gift, they just said. So tell her to, and this is what you can do. I don't know if you have any of my candles. I would then, with you, I would go with Haniel, creating your heaven on earth reality, and or certainly work with the harvest moon energy tonight. And what do you
work
want
with
harvesting? The harvest moon
I didn't catch
tonight?
That.
Harvest moon energy?
Okay.
Do we?
All right.
I don't want you to hear that. So that must be really strong. And that's the first time I've clicked out tonight. Check, really tap in with the harvest moon and its energy tonight. And that's under, you know, certainly REL, but it's also because she helps illuminate the correct path for you. And because you're you, I'm pulling a couple of other cards. Love it. So you actually, I'm doing a whole spread with you. So the first card is Raziel with spiritual souls. So as goofy as your books are, they are teaching through the humor. And that's what this card is. You are a teacher. So that's what your books are. So this is a confirmation that your books are spot on. Are there any animals in your book?
Actually, there are, yes.
Okay, so thank you for that, because the confirmation, Thuriel comes in with a message of animals. So talk with the animals that are in your book and get them to gear things up. Oh, the dragon herd just showed up. So start working with some dragon energy to blaze a better path for you and your agent to get the books out there.
How do I do that, honey?
Just talk with them. So I'm going to, who wants to come forward? Okay. Kissimmee is one of my personal dragons. Just talk to Kissimmee. It's pretty much spelled like the town in Florida. She can be rather goofy, but she's quite powerful. She's offering herself to be the conduit to connect with your dragon, who's actually hanging out in your backyard right now. Dragon as more of a gray-green color, a little bit more serious. He's been hiding because you haven't been willing to acknowledge him yet, but as you begin to acknowledge him, I do see his scales getting a lot more luminescent. So get to know, and he will quickly tell you, I'm getting hit to he will quickly tell you his name. I get Harvey, let me know if that's what you get. That might
that
just,
resonate.
Might just, might, okay, well, there you go.
No,
I think Kissimmee already did her job. So when we're done, go out in your backyard and go talk to Harvey. And
the other name that popped in for me was Zeke. I don't know.
Okay. So go and see. I love the next card, though. It's Joe Fiel with Radiance. Allow yourself to shine better. You know, take yourself a bit more seriously. Basically, don't do what Chris. Don't do what I did, which is belittle your gifts for as long as, certainly, hopefully not nearly as long as I did, and allow your radiance to come through. And this confirms that because Sandalphon comes in with that next card of grounding. Let that radiance be you. Ground it. Be it. Gabriel confirms your books are spot on because the message is creativity. That's the base of a lot of who you are, is that creative juiciness that you can put out there.
Yeah.
Own it a bit more, Dave. Yeah, own it a bit more. Michael, Big Mike, overall card, stand in your power. Basically, never stop. Never stop. I mean, look at that book. My book that's coming out next month took me 10 years. So never stop. Keep going at it. The last but not least is Uriel with spirituality.
Nice.
Yeah,
Uriel
is the root chakra for safety. You are safe to be you. You know, we're all quirky. So let that quirkiness come out and be part of your radiance. Trust it. It's who you are. Don't try to be like anybody else. Be you.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
My great pleasure.
All right, I'm going to give you a quick buzz in just a minute, but for now it's time to close. And thank you for joining me tonight.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for having me back on, David.
My pleasure. So once again, it's time to come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.